What's up, guys? I'm Garrett Martisano, and this is the MMA Rundown brought to you by FanDuel. We're going to talk about one topic for about 3 minutes and then move on to the next one. Today, I'm joined by, as always, my guest, my host, Season 18 Ultimate Fighter champ, Chris Holdsworth.
What's up?
All right, let's go. All right, the first topic we got up, let's review our fight picks for last week, Chris. Off the start, we got to hit it that you definitely hit your daily fantasy sports MVP pick, Mackenzie Dern, first round sub. Hey, do you feel?
What can I say? You know, like, I've been in the mixed martial arts game for a while. But, yeah, I thought that was going to happen, and I thought that was a good pick for the MVP slot. Dern's so good with her jiu-jitsu, and she's super aggressive. Like, she came out there swinging. She came out there, pinned her against a cage, and almost, like, she just went full throttle and just doesn't know, like, doesn't pull back, which is great. It looks like her striking is getting a lot better working with Jason Perillo and those guys down there. So I'm excited to see what she does now in that weight class.
Yeah, you came through for the viewers on that one, the FanDuel viewers out on Twitter. And I was waiting for it because there's seconds left in the round, and she pulled off the arm bar, and I was, yes! So we hit that one. Okay, next one, Mike Perry by decision loss. So you had Mike Perry winning. He took the L. He couldn't seem to block that jab coming in by Rodriguez. He just took it on the face.
Man, Rodriguez looked amazing. Like, that jab, just his kicks were landing really well, too. Yeah. He was mixing everything up, you know, pretty good. And, you know, that southpaw, that right hook, his lead hook was just smacking Perry. Like, right, you can tell, like, Perry had a lot of damage on that right side. And it was from Rodriguez, that hook.
Yeah.
That hook was landing over and over again on top of the jab. And every time Perry got the takedown, Rodriguez didn't stop motion. And he just got right back up, which surprised me as well. So, man, great fight from Rodriguez. That guy's a, you know, he's a stud.
Great fight. He said he's in the best shape of his life. He looked great. So we'll look out for that guy. What do you guys coming next? Lastly, of course, is the main event of the evening. Okay, Kevin Holland versus Marvin Vettori. So this was tough to watch. You know, our call for the official fight pick show was Marvin Vettori by decision. You held that one through. I took to my lock of the week. I really wanted something to cheer for, and I really started feeling like Kevin Holland was going to bring that power. He was, you know, not talking too much. He was getting serious, and I was like, you know, he has power in his hands. Even though Vittori's never been KO'd, I thought the level of competition changed. This could be the time, but it played out how most all analysts thought it would play out, Vittori by decision. Why is that, Chris?
You know, when you fight at the highest level, you got to make sure everything, all the corners are sharp. I feel like Kevin Holland got a little exposed with his MMA wrestling in the last fight versus Derek Brunson. So I think Vettori had a great game plan. He's like, all right, we can tell he needs a little bit of work on the ground. And he might have got away with it in those first few fights with guys that, like, you know, the upper coming up, the middle. But once you fight at that highest level, if one area of your skills is missing, it's going to get exposed real quick. And I think, you know, Kevin Holland, that's two in a row where he got out-grappled. If I was Kevin, I would, you know, take a few months to 4 months and really work on my wrestling, really work on my cage, you know, takedown defense, and, you know, get that real sharp and then come back and start fighting some of these bigger names again.
Yeah. And I look forward to Kevin coming back. He's fun to watch, and I hope he works on that wrestling and becomes a more of a well-rounded guy. All right, moving on. This one, Sean O'Malley calls out Dominic Cruz. So this is absolutely hilarious. The Sugar Show, Sean O'Malley. You know, he just came off a huge KO win versus Thomas Almeida. It's really impressive. He almost knocked him out twice in that fight. And then Chael Sonnen called out Dominic Cruz as a great matchup. He actually said, Dominic Cruz texted me. He said he wants Sean O'Malley. And then Ariel Helwani called Dominic Cruz for interview, and Dominic Cruz says, no, that was an absolute lie. Chael's doing that for publicity.
Wow.
And so I thought that was kind of funny because when you look back on Chael, he acts like he got the text in his phone and Dom wants to fight Sugar and all this commotion. And Dom's like, no, that's an absolute lie. He's like, I love Chael, but that's what he does. So then Sean O'Malley gets wind of this. Of course, it stirs up the media. We all think that would be a great fight. It's like the faint kings, Sean O'Malley versus Dominic Cruz. But the video is absolutely hilarious. So actually, let's pull it up, that YouTube link.
Dominic What's up, Dom? Heard you're looking for a big fight. Who's a bigger fight than me right now? Corey's about to beat the EPO out of TJ. Rob's about to knock out Cody for the seventh time this year. Peter's disqualified for cheating. Aljo's still knocked out from the knee. Who's a bigger fight?
Oh, God. So he misses the shot, but...
No, he should have ran that back.
He should have ran
that back until he made it.
I thought it was kind of funny how he throws it like he's all confident and just makes him move off. So what do you think about that call out? Do you like that fight, Sean O'Malley versus Dominic Cruz?
I like that fight. I think Dominic poses a lot of threats. Sean's not ready for as far as like that wrestling grind and that MMA. Because I feel like that would be a main event fight. They can make
that. I see a fight night main
event. Yeah, I can see that as a main event. So that's going to be a 5-round fight. And, the longer the fight goes, the better it is for Dominic. I think Sean starts slowing down, in my opinion. He looks great those first couple rounds, and he starts slowing down once the fight goes a little bit longer. But I'm down for that fight. I like it. I thought that was a great call-out, minus the talking shit about Cody.
Exactly.
But it is what it is. He's really good at marketing himself and going viral and stuff, and...
That's what he's all about. Early, quick, as we have time running out, early predictions on this fight. I'm going to go Sean O'Malley by TKO. Early prediction on that fight, but we'll see how it plays out. What's your prediction?
Yeah, I got Cruz either by TKO in the later rounds or by decision.
I Cruz by decision. I think that's a good call as well. All right, let's move on to the next topic. We got Conor McGregor avoiding his $500,000 donation. So this is very interesting. So I'll set it up for you guys. A lot of people watching already know about this. Chris, I'm sure you probably caught wind of this through. It's going crazy over social media right now. But initially, when Conor was trying to get a fight, Dustin didn't have a fight. They said, hey, let's do this as a charity fight, and I'll put up $500,000 to your donation. It was just a way to get Dana to move and book the fight and get it scheduled within the UFC. And they were kind of taunting the UFC, if you will. And then when they officially booked the fight with the UFC, Conor announced, hey, we're going to keep that $500,000 charitable donation for the Good Fight Foundation. And I was in Abu Dhabi for the fight, Conor versus Dustin, and all week long, Conor was getting great praise, articles, what a great guy, $500,000 donation, he's amazing, thank you, Conor. Even Dustin's team, okay, is saying, thank you, Conor, went up to him after, really appreciate what you've done. And now it's coming out, and this last, since yesterday, that Conor hasn't paid that charitable donation. It's been requested 3 times with no answers after the fight. And finally, Dustin had to call him out and said, here's a prediction for you. Since Conor throughout he's going to front kick Dustin in the 4th round for a KO finish. That was his official prediction on the fight. Conor said, how about this prediction? You also predicted a donation to my foundation, and you and your team stopped responding after the fight in January. See you soon, July 10th. So what are your initial thoughts? I'll read through the rest of the tweets because they're pretty hilarious. But what are your initial thoughts on Conor now evading that?
What did Conor say after that?
His response back is, a donation, not a debt. We've been awaiting plans for the money, but it never came. I do with all my donations. Know where it's going, dot for dot. Otherwise, it goes walking. As in this case, with a lot of these foundations, sadly, you took the MCK, the McGregor, over the belt. Shows I was right. He's just saying you're going for the money. He's saying he didn't get it categorized out where the $500,000 is going. And they were already very public in that they're going to build this new gym for underserved youth. Mm. And he has a ton of other plans going on. And his charitable, the Good Fight Foundation, they have to release their information online. Yeah. And to their credit, they're not taking any salaries. They're not charging for their traveling expenses. What's a lot of nonprofits sneak in these little expenses, even though just because they can against the company. So it's unfortunate. And so here's Dustin's response is 100% never a debt. You offered and we accepted. And like I said, your team never responded to our emails regarding the process of where funds would be put to work. July 10th, you will taste defeat yet again. And then Conor's response was smell you later with a picture from when he knocked out Dustin Poirier a few years ago. And then he responded and said, this is where it gets ugly. Yeah. He takes it from a back and forth, and then this is an ugly response. He goes, you inbred hillbilly, why do you wink with your ears? You effing brain dead hillbilly. 500K with no plan in place? You think if they're getting 500K, they're not going to have a plan for it. They have a plan for it, okay? Then he says, Yeah, hang tight, fool. You must be new to money. The fight is off, by the way. It's going to I'm going to fight someone else on the 10th. Good luck to you and your old contract, kid.
Wow.
Good luck to you on your old contract, kid, saying he's not going to get the McGregor money. And then Diamond just responded with the okay with the repetitive meme that shows him knocking McGregor out. And he just posted that today.
Yeah.
So they're going back and forth. Connor said, I'll drop out of the fight if I want to. Just bickering. And it's really getting ugly. And I saw a incredible moment in Abu Dhabi where Dustin's wife walked up to Connor, shook his hand, and said, thank you so much. Connor responded and said, hey, it was a great fight. Your guys, he's a great fighter, Dustin is. And he went off on this really humble, nice rant. And I was like, holy crap. Mm-hmm. It's good to hear that out of Connor. Now him going off like this, do you think it's more for play to build up the fight, or are you serious? He's not going to pay the donation, and he's stirring up some crap.
It's kind of hard to say because, like, Connor's all about selling fights and kind of, like, mixing things up.
Yeah.
But it makes sense if, you know, if I was going to give up $500,000, I would want, like, a organized or categorized receipt or whatever, like, where it's going, have everything in place, because I'm sure he's got burned before by, you know, other foundations and stuff like that. You know, when you're making that much money and, you know, you got a bunch of people pulling you in every direction to try to give you some money or loan them some money or, you know, this charity, that charity, it gets kind of confusing. So, you know, I hope he keeps his word and whatever happens, you know, they figure out. If not, you know, they just need to fight again. It seems like it's building up to like an epic, you know, trilogy fight. Why would he not fight him just because he's saying he pulled out? I don't know, like.
Yeah, it's getting weird. He's saying you don't deserve the Conor McGregor money if you're going to complain about this.
Sounds like he's scared.
Yeah, he'll be pulling out.
I don't know.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. This is unfolding drama. I'm sure there's going to be plenty more back and forth, and all the media outlets are covering it. So this isn't the last we're going to hear about this back and forth. I think the fight's going to stay on. The contract's already signed. This is just Conor throwing some fluff out there. So we'll see what happens. All right, let's move on to the last topic in the rundown. We've got your old buddy, Julian Marquez. He got a great win over Sam Alvey. Sam looked a little distraught in there. They were both hurt at different times in the fight. And then Julian, he just kept the pressure, kept walking him down, looked strong. Those hooks looked vicious. He kept on clipping Sam Alvey. Sam Alvey has a hell of a chin to take all those shots. And then he ends up getting the submission win. So what did you think about his performance?
Yeah, I thought it was great. I actually reposted the finish on my Instagram just because, you know, he rocked him. And I'm a huge fan of, like, when you rock somebody and then you jump on the neck. Because they least expect it. You know, like, a lot of people, like, they wear out their arms trying to, like, you know, ground and pound people. But, you know, they're not expecting you to jump on their neck. And he did a great – it was like a palm-to-palm. Just kind of had him in a weird position. And it was a great submission. So I actually DM'd him. Or he responded, and I was like, yeah. He's like, man, James better give me my purple belt or whatever. So and then I went on his Instagram and saw he got his purple belt today, over the weekend. So that was pretty cool.
That's cool. And another thing about him, you know, we've talked about this so much, Chris, is we always criticize the guys that don't call out people after the fight. The old Chael rule that he wrote in his book is this is your stage. This is your 90 seconds to call out who you want, get that next big fight you want, promote what you have going on in your life. I mean, these potentially can get millions of views for this little short interview. And really, no one has done it better than Julian in his last couple of fights. He first got an interaction with Miley Cyrus, which we both agreed he botched a little bit. He had that in the bag. But I guess it's still going on right now for charity, and he's going to still
shave his chest. Yeah, after that win, he might have another chance.
He might have another chance after getting a good win. Miley's like, oh, that's my guy. But now we got a call out. Immediately after, he calls out Tyreek Hill, Patrick Mahomes, and Travis Kelce to either play a badminton match or a pickleball match for charity. I guess he's from Kansas City. You know, those are the three best players on the Chiefs. And, man, that would stir up some media stir to see that pickleball game. If it's recorded, it would make an epic YouTube video. What's pickleball? It's like you play with a ball, a paddle, and it's a net on almost like a tennis court.
Yeah.
It's on hard ground. You kind of hit the ball back and forth. It's like tennis, but kind of a smaller game.
Ah,
yeah. I've played.
So they have that. They have tennis, and then they have ping pong. Like it's like
they got ping pong. Yeah, badminton. Yeah, all these little. Yeah. Those are all similar. So they all responded the night of the fight, and they said, "We agree. We're gonna play you. We'll play you." Patrick Mahomes says, "Give me a couple weeks. I'll be ready." Tyreek Hill said, "I'm down." ESPN reposted and said, "You heard the man." So that'll be a
you
good
think
one.
They would
man.
Film that?
Oh, they gotta film that.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. And then let's see. Travis Kelce said, "We can settle all this up at Chicken and Pickle." LFG. Let's effing go. Need a couple weeks, but I'm always down for a challenge. Patrick Mahomes agreed to it. So here we go. He pulled the three most famous guys on the Chiefs team, one of the most popular players in the NFL. So Julian Marquez is definitely going to get some social media clout from this and a nice video and raise some money from charity. So good on him.
Hey, win-win.
it's a win-win. He called it out.
Yeah.
So good for him. So that'll be it for today. Thanks, guys, for watching the MMA Rundown brought to you by FanDuel. Don't forget to like and subscribe to our channel. Thanks for watching.